Coming up on All Access.
Something different, but you know what? It's just another road game, and you know, we're going to win.
I guess the closest parallel, he's the Beckham of the NFL over here. He's the one that somebody who isn't necessarily a huge fan would be able to pick out from a lineup.
We certainly appreciate all the great things that London has to offer, but really the sightseeing is probably for another time.
London, everyone, in the special edition of Patriots All Access from across the pond. Early this morning, the Patriots arrived at their downtown hotel and immediately started their media obligations with Coach Belichick and the players meeting with the press.
It's nice to get on the flight and get over here. And
I've never seen no first class like this.
Man, it's better than some cars.
It was mostly sleep. You know, but at the same time, we realized our main goal is to win a football game because it's certainly be a much longer flight home if we don't take care of business.
It's always exciting to come over here and play. It doesn't matter if we play in someone's backyard or on a football field, you know, the biggest stadium in the world, you know, you're playing the game, you know.
I'm going to do some more sightseeing.
What's on the list? What's on the agenda?
Nothing, you know. I just get in the cab and say, take me somewhere that's good. You know?
We are now on the east side of London, where they have embraced street art in a big way. It has become extremely popular. Banksy, one of the most famous. There was a time when street artists were discarded as criminals, but no longer. The art has begun to grow, especially in the inner city. We are enjoying the sights of London. It's time for us now to revisit the sights and sounds of the Pats' win over the Jets.
The sights and sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the Patriots.
Make plays on three. One, two, three. Make plays. Go, Nico. Go, baby. Let's go, Dante. Let's go now. Another beautiful day in Buffalo. Enjoy the show.
There's no secrets. We got to outwork them on every down for 60 minutes. That's what we got to do.
It's a beautiful day, man. A perfect day for football. Don't leave nothing for tomorrow. Let's go all out.
Let's go, guys. Let's go.
Brady back to throw. Looks. Fires end zone. Gronk has it. Touchdown.
Nice job. That's the way to go. Way to go. Way to go.
Snap to Sanchez in the shotgun of an empty backfield. Has time. Fires right. Caught there by Keller, and he breaks tackles and gets the first down that should not have happened.
And like we talked about, who's their best blocker? Mangold. So they're trying to really come back to Mangold, to try to get us a stretch and then come back on Mangold. Okay? Let's go now.
Play action fake three. Looks, fires, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
Says, we'll let Tom do it, we'll let Wes do it, and all that. You can't take it that way. You got to put it on your own individual shoulders. I got to do my job great. And if everyone embraces that, then you have a hell of a chance.
Snap to Brady, a rush. He fires to the right, caught there by Welker. First down across the 40, down to the Jet 35. Snap the ball down. Kick on the 48-yard field goal attempt on the way. And it is good. From 48 yards, Steven Gostkowski puts the Patriots on top. Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. back at the 29-yard line. That's and a fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
Good game.
Okay. Playmaker, baby.
Playmaker. One, two.
That's it. That's it.
You too. You too. Some big plays, man. Some big plays.
Good job, Wes.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Good job, man. Good job. That's the way to finish. Took more than 60 minutes. That's the way to finish. Rob, jet killer. All right, look, fellas, we got a quick turnaround here. We got to be ready to go on Tuesday. Enjoy this one. We got to be ready to go on Tuesday. All right, it's a big week for us. Okay, congratulations, men. Congratulations. Good job, man.
That's the way to practice all week for these guys. You know it's going to be a big game. We came in here overtime. We beat the Jets.
Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down now with the coach, and Coach Belichick joins me. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win. Before we get to the Rams in London, seems like we sit here every week and we talk about your team maybe finishing 60 minutes or why can't you close this or that. You guys faced some adversity there at the end of the game on Sunday, yet you fought through it. How big is that for a young team, getting a win like that at the end?
Well, it was probably the most positive aspect of the game. I thought we played our best football in the last 2 minutes of the regulation and then in overtime. So that's when we needed the most. That's when we played the best, and that was good.
How clutch was it for Steve, not only for the game winner, but he hit two big ones there and fought through some adversity. There was a lot of people on him after the Arizona game. You said some nice things that week, said he's going to be winning a game here soon for us, and then sure enough, there it is.
Right. Well, I think that's, you know, that's the nature of the position. And, you know, we have a lot of confidence in Steve. Steve really not only kicked field goals well, but kicked off very well, had an excellent game against the Jets. And I think we knew back the second week of the season he was going to be kicking game winners for us. And we probably haven't seen the last of that.
All right. That's a good sign. I want to talk about Rob Ninkovich. You guys bring him in back in 09, right at camp. And from the outside looking in, you see him come in here and you think, boy, that's going to be maybe a camp body. But he did something. And what was it that he did that year in camp and subsequent years that finds him in the role that he's in now for your football team?
Well, I think, you know, his situation is similar to many other players. You know, Rob made his role in the kicking game first, and that got him onto the roster. It got him active for the roster, and it got him opportunities on defense. And then he took advantage of that defensive play time, and both as a linebacker and as a defensive end slash pass rusher on third down. You know, Rob's worked really hard. He's really dedicated himself, especially in the last couple of years in the offseason and you know, just in working harder, spending more time, working on his techniques, just becoming more in tune with the little things and the details and the things that can take him from being a good player to being, you know, an even more productive player. And he's improved steadily every year since he's been here. He's got a lot of versatility for us. He can play on all four downs. Good player in the kicking game, can rush the passer, can play in pass coverage, can set the edge in running games, good tackler, so he has a lot of skills.
Is this story a good message for the young guys or first-year, second guys, and maybe they've been elsewhere, they come here, and, hey, this is what hard work does for you. This is how you make a football team.
Yeah, well, and I think it's not an uncommon story. We've seen guys like Ryan Wendell, who spent a couple of years on the practice squad, or even Ben Jarvis came in and made the team in the kicking game, ends up being a 1,000-yard back. So I think that there are a number of those stories. It usually starts on special teams, unless you're an offensive or a defensive lineman. But it usually starts on special teams for the skill players. And if they can get to the game on special teams, like Troy Brown did in the early part of his career, then that leads to more opportunities on offense. And eventually, if the player can take advantage of those, then that can lead to opportunities as a starter on offense or defense. So, you know, never underestimate the opportunities in the kicking game.
Thanks, Coach. Coach will be back later in the show as we talk about this game with the St. Louis Rams.
Coming up on All Access.
We follow Marquise Cole's path to the NFL.
We really started to think that Marquise is going to end up playing a major college football, and if that went well for him, he could go to the NFL.
But first, we sit down with Sunday's hero, Rob Ninkovich.
You don't get too many, you know, walk-off defensive victories like that, so it did feel great and, you know, happy to celebrate with my teammates.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. We are just outside London in front of Windsor Castle, home of the Queen. This is where the Queen spends her time on weekends. You know, 3 years ago, the Patriots made this same trip to London where they defeated the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 35-7. However, many of the players on that squad are no longer on the team. Dan Roach tells us how this team is preparing for their trip abroad.
After review, the ruling on the field is confirmed. Game is over.
After escaping Gillette Stadium with an overtime win Sunday over the Jets, Tom Brady celebrated in the locker room with his teammates, a moment that he perhaps wishes he could freeze in time.
That's a great part of the week. Probably the 4 minutes that you get to enjoy it after the game until you, start thinking about the next game.
And that next game is Sunday against the St. Louis Rams in London, England, a place the Pats beat Tampa Bay 3 years ago and a place where many on the Pats have played before.
You're going to a place where a lot of us have never been, and it's something you always kind of, you know, when you talk about traveling, going over to Europe and London. So for us, it'll just be focused. And I think, you know, we do a good job of that here, remembering that we're going to play a football game. We got to be focused, and we got to go out there and play well on Sunday.
I mean, anytime you get to go somewhere I haven't been to London before, I'm looking forward to making the trip. So it's going to be a fun one. Hopefully, you know, we can come back with a W and the flight won't be as long.
Coming home with a win over the Rams would make the journey across the pond special for the Pats, and sweeter too, considering they have a bye week scheduled when they return.
It would feel really good for that 2 week stretch to feel good about what we've done, you know, for the last 5 weeks. They're going to make us earn it. So we know it's a good football team, and we have to go out there and play well.
Now, the trip for the Patriots back and forth to London is 6,500 miles. And think about this. That trip is more than the Green Bay Packers will travel in mileage total all season long. From the CBS scene in Foxborough, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Roachie, thank you very much. I'm Brian Lowe from Patriots All Access, joined by Rob Ninkovich. Rob, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Last year against the Jets, you had two interceptions in one game, including one return for a touchdown. Last week against the Jets, you sort of ended the game, ended the win with a defensive play. You know, your head coach earlier in this show called you Jet Killer. What's your reaction to that?
I'll take the compliment. Anytime you can make some plays against those guys is always a good thing for us. So, you know, happy to come away with a win there, and, feels great.
Extra hop in your step as you're walking off the field and as you get in the locker room when it's the Jets. You know, the game is unique in overtime. The game ends on a defensive play like that. Is there an extra, extra feeling of, boy, this is a win. This is a win I liked.
Yeah, definitely. It's, you don't get too many, walk-off defensive victories like that. So, it did feel great, and, happy to celebrate with my teammates.
And you get to play the Jets twice a year. So Jet Killer
that's
gets more opportunities.
Part too. I get to play him again.
That's right. Okay, game in London. It's your second time back in 2009.
This will be my third game. Yeah, 2007, Miami. It was the first year they played the Giants. Yep.
That's right. So you've had that experience twice, including that first one, which must have been extremely unique.
Yeah, it was different, because it was like their first time having it, and they really hadn't done anything like that ever.
Did you notice a big difference between 07 and 09?
They just changed a little bit of thing, maybe a little more smooth functioning, operation for having a team come in, and, it was definitely something different. They haven't done that.
Have you enjoyed the experience? Are you looking forward to this experience?
Yeah, it's something different. The travel times are a little obviously difficult to change. When we get there, it's going to be 2 in the morning for us. Our body is going to feel like it's 2 in the morning, but it's 7, and you just got to roll into the next day. So, it's a little difficult, but you know what? It's just another road game, and, we're going to win. So,
all right. We might have to take a look at the record book, see if anyone else has made 3 trips to London with the NFL. You might be the guy.
I think I might be the guy.
You might be the one. Okay, thank you very much, Rob. We'll be back with much more Patriots All Access right after this.
the St. Louis Rams are the home team for this game on Sunday. They've been in London since Tuesday. Jeff Fisher is in his first year as Rams head coach, and is this team much improved through seven games? Scott Zolak talks about the Rams with Coach Belichick.
Today's no-nonsense conversation with the coach is brought to you by SBLI, Teddy Bruschi's choice for life insurance. Visit SBLI.com for a free quote.
All right, you've coached against Jeff Fisher teams before. You see his defense, the way they play, the style that they play with. It looks like some of the old Titan-type defenses that he has coached in the past. Does that surprise you at all, or does that not surprise you?
No, not at all. I think that's kind of Jeff's trademark as a defensive coach and really his teams in general. But defensively, they're very fast. They're a good pursuit team. They play hard. They do a good job on chase plays like screens and reverses and outside runs and things like that. Their corners are very good. They have good coverage players. And good pass rushers. So, that team's really improved since we saw them on film last year. And they're playing very well. Good quarterback, good stable of running backs, some big play receivers, two very strong kickers. So that they have a lot of good talent on that football team. Jeff's done a good job of getting them to play hard, getting them to play together, and they're doing a good job.
Sometimes you draft a rookie quarterback as high as they drafted Bradford. You never know how that kid's going to turn out. But I remember him playing against you guys in the preseason right outside here a couple years ago, and he chucked it all over the lot then. From then until now, how have you seen him develop? Pretty much the same quintessential pocket passer, or do they move him around a little bit? Can they get him outside?
They do move him around. Bradford's an athletic player. He can run. He's got good speed, can get outside. They use some bootleg plays and that type of thing to get him outside the pocket. But also if the pass rush gets displaced, he can find a seam in there and run for the first down, kind of like a sixth receiver. So certainly he can throw it in the pocket. I mean, I'm not saying that. But if he needs to run and to get outside, to move the pocket on those type of plays, he's very adept at that too. And throwing on the run, he does a good job. Bradford's a good quarterback. And, he's had to deal with some injuries throughout his career so far. But when he's had an opportunity to play, I think he's played pretty well. And his accuracy, his throwing mechanics, his decision-making, his athleticism, I mean, all those are very good. He's a solid player.
Okay, time now for the ace ticket. Twitter question of the week comes from @Moxie. Says, the game's over in London. This isn't the middle of the desert. We know it's a business trip. You're going to play a football game. But you're over there for several days. Anything planned for the team? You guys going to get to see the sights a little bit or appreciate some of the architecture over there?
I don't know.
Wembley Stadium?
Yeah, we'll see Wembley. I don't know about that. Just the way our schedule's set up, we Friday is sort of a transition day for us, leaving Thursday after practice, and then Friday getting over there, kind of getting reacclimated to the time change and, the new surroundings and so forth. And then Saturday would be kind of like a regular Saturday for us. So I'm sure we'll see a few things around the hotel. I don't know how much further away than that we'll get. But, the most important thing is to go over there and beat the Rams. That's what the trip's for. And we certainly appreciate all the great things that London has to offer. But really, the sightseeing's probably for another time.
All right, sounds good. Maybe I'll check out a couple of sites. You want to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB, if you want to ask the coach a question. We'll be back later in the show with the Belichick. What are we going to take a look at?
Well, a lot of the outstanding players that the Rams have in all three phases of the game. They've got some good young players, and they're very talented.
All right, sounds good. Can't wait to get to it. But first, more of All Access, then the Belichick right after this.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
We travel to Eastern Europe and go back home with Patriots punter Zoltan Mesko.
My room was right in that double window.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette Venus, proud supporter of breast cancer awareness. By Subway Restaurants, the new Tuscan Chicken Melt is here. And by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the New England Patriots.
Congratulations to Coach Bob Almeida of Stoneham High School, who's been chosen as this week's High School Coach of the Week, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. The Spartans improved to a perfect 7-0 in Almeida's first season with a win over Wilmington. presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. In honor of Coach Almeida, the Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Stoneham High School football program in the name of Bob Almeida. Congratulations.
This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
Welcome to Portobello Market, everyone. We are on the west end of London, where there are plenty of shops and people are coming and going as you see. So keeping with our European theme, our cameras caught up with Patriot punter Zoltán Mescal as he returned to his boyhood home of Timișoara, Romania. And he tells us a story that only a few can truly understand, and how his dream of coming to America became a reality.
We were playing down these streets, and we were dinging the ball off these cars, and people would be yelling from their balconies down at us. It's crazy to kind of see my journey and kind of tell you the story of where I came from. We are in Timișoara, Romania, and this is where I was born. This is where I grew up until the age of 11 years old. So this is the building I grew up in. So right here we have my apartment on the first floor where we used to live, and right on the wooden windows over there. And my room was right in that double window. Say 75% of the time the elevator was just broken. So if I had to go up to knock on my friend's door, I had to go all the way up the stairs and back down. I remember right around my apartment complex, there was a soccer field that we would jump the 12-foot concrete fence, and we'd play for a couple hours until the security guard came with the dogs and chased us out. You can see right along here with our first foot, and sometimes we'd get up on the car and help ourselves. Boom, boom, up, over the railing, and down the ladder, which led from the scoreboard. That's actually a scoreboard, by the way. Life was very tough. I remember my mom picking me up from kindergarten or school and going straight to the market here. She'd come here and we'd buy groceries for the month. Yeah, so he's from 60 kilometers away. These were freshly picked from the town. Bananas and pineapples and grapefruits. This was definitely a luxury item for us to have a banana. Maybe I got a banana once every like 2 weeks. Been a 10-year absence since I've been back. It brings back so many memories to see these places, the smells and sounds of the city. Definitely bring back a lot of memories of how I spent my childhood. This is we call it Centru, so it's the center of town. Right along the edge of the whole center of town, you can find coffee shops, all types of shoe shops, and clothing stores. Getting my clothes before was kind of a hassle. You know, you had to go to the secondhand store and buy someone else's clothes. I mean, clean, but it was still someone that had worn them before, kind of like a thrift store. I never knew any brands until maybe later in my childhood here. And then obviously moving over to America, that was the whole, that was a big shock to me to have to pick between brands and kind of be judged by those things. There was a big toy store that always had a Formula One race car that I wanted to get. And my grandma always promised me, you know how that goes. These stairs I fell down on, busted my lips. I had probably 15 stitches in my mouth when I was 5 years old. Pentru mami. Salut.
Spune că te vedea mama, da.
Coming back with my grandparents, I mean, they did so much. They basically raised me, you know, with my parents in unison, 50-50. Straight from school, I would shoot to my grandparents, and that's where we would eat dinner with my parents. And they played a huge role in my life.
Nazolica!
Oh, fine.
Vinciei.
I don't like seeing, you know, grandma and grandpa move around too much for me. They were even kind of shocked that I was, you know, washing the dishes and, you know, helping them carry stuff around the house. Something that I never did before as an 11-year-old. Maybe I'm still their little baby.
Good time.
Ah, nice.
Asta.
She contributed to the pro shop.
It's very good for her to see me. Very good for her soul and well-being, I guess. When I used to sleep over here, she'd tell me some nighttime stories that she had actually just thought of. That was one of her biggest joys when she had me sleep over here. Both my parents and my grandparents, they sacrificed so much for the development of, you know, one kid, and I'm so thankful for them. And even my parents, you know, having to leave all this behind when we emigrated to the U.S. when I was 11 years old in 97. So after 15 years, here is the door I used to step through as a kid every day. And if we move over here, you can see the mailbox that we had. I don't know why there's no lock on it, but there's some mail inside. And we had a 8.5 by 11 envelope that had the good news that we had won our opportunity to come to the States. And I remember that day clearer than ever. I try my best to use my background from here to try to remember where I came from, and to use the lessons of hardship, of, you know, perseverance that I went through here, and remembering that I came really, literally from rags, and to semi-riches.
Actually coaching here was Marquise's sophomore year. He was, you know, small little kid playing, but you can tell he had talent. As he started to grow and mature, we started noticing him a lot more his junior year. I really realized that, you know, going into the senior year when we started asking him to do everything, from run back kicks, to where he was running touchdowns back on net, and doing just about, he was always, at that point, one of the best players on the field. We really started to think that Marquise was going to end up playing a major college football, and if that went well for him, he could go to the NFL.
Incomplete, knocked down, good job there.
Marquise went through a lot to actually finally get on an NFL team. And I think our program, one of the things our program did for Marquise was teach him the harder you work, the easier things become. I've always just told Marquise to work hard and never let them, never take no for an answer, because, you know, you have the talent to play in the NFL and you're going to.
Oh, what a great, great play. And Marquise Cole was the one who tipped it.
NFL is a dream for him, and it's a dream that's come true. And I've always told Marquise that, you know, keep pushing, and whatever happens, it happens and it's meant to be. But don't ever give up on the dream of being in the NFL, and he hasn't.
That was Marquise Cole's path to the NFL.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette Venus, proud sponsors of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as you can tell, that's not Big Ben clock back
there.
That's
the lighthouse.
This isn't Big Ben. We're not in London, or else you'd be knee-deep in some bangers and mash.
Lovely. Right?
Football 101.
All right, let's go.
How do you help a struggling secondary?
You got to get some pass rush on Zoe. So who are we going to spotlight right now?
Chandler Jones.
Mr. Jones. All right, listen, so you come be the tackle real quick.
All right.
I'm going to show you three quick moves. Now, Chandler Jones, what he likes to do is he kind of does like a little hop step before he kind of engages somebody. So the first move is going to back up.
I'll sit inside.
He's up. All right, then I'm going to come right by you. He's fast enough to beat you on the outside if you put your feet in cement and don't honor his
turn
feet.
That corner. You're right.
Yeah, turn that corner and strip sack. Second one, say he now he's worried about now me getting by him. No, now you worried about. So now I'm just going to swim move and I'm going inside. Nice, easy direction. Quickest way between 2 points is a straight line.
What's last?
Third way. Now, he's got a lot of strength too. Couple that with his speed. You're going upfield. Bam! And you get him right in the chest and you bring him back. What Chandler Jones is really good at, and I'll be the quarterback, is once he does get by, even if the tackle is riding him outside, the tackle probably thinks that he's got a good block. Maybe the quarterback's going to step up. But what Chandler Jones does, he's got real long arms, and he's able to strip the ball at the last minute. Remember, against Seattle, Chandler Jones had the sack. Nikovich had the recovery. Those are the type of things he's good at. That's what the Patriots need
That's why I
to
like
support
this front
that
seven.
Secondary.
That's why I like this front seven, because they're showing a propensity to do that, to force turnovers. So, London, Bradford, ball's here, has a chance to pat it. Snap it out. There's your turf.
Fingers and mash.
Well, the weather has changed again in London, but it's time now for the Bellustrator, where Coach Belichick shows Scott Zolak that the Rams are strong in all three phases. Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bellustrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. A little special teams here for the St. Louis Rams. 60-yarder we're lining up for.
Right, well, this is Greg Zuerlein, rookie place kicker for him, and obviously a strong leg. He made a 60, 58-yarder. Here's a 60-yarder against Seattle. So no problem with leg strength there. This guy's got a lot of range.
Well, so you really got to push the middle of that pocket. You know, obviously you can't do the jumping anymore at this level. You know, they'll call that, so you really got to need a good push there.
Right, and he can hit him from a long way out.
Sure.
Courtland Finnegan, he plays their slot corner. He plays outside in their regular defense, and then when they go to nickel, he moves inside on slot. This is a nice play here where he really jams the inside receiver against the Lions and then comes and undercuts that outcut, makes a nice play on the ball, runs it back for a touchdown. Real good corner, fast, quick, very instinctive. He came over from Tennessee, and he was coached by Jeff Fisher with the Titans.
He's a little aggressive, too. Do you have to tell your receivers maybe button up the chin strap just a little more? He'll go full go.
He does. He's got a real good playing style. Robert Quinn, who was their first-round draft pick a year ago, number 94, playing right defensive end. Very good pass rusher, runs the edge well, has a good outside move, but also has a good up-and-under move. Very athletic player. He's also blocked some punts for him. Here's a strip sack against the Cardinals.
Seems like we've seen a lot of those this year, you know, including your own football team. We've seen Ninkovich do it. We've seen Chandler Jones do it. Just guys are getting back downhill once they get past the quarterback.
Yeah, and they seem to have very good awareness for that ball, too.
Okay, moving on here. They got some running backs, too.
Right, and they do a good job here. This is Richardson. Of course, we know Steven Jackson's a great back, but Richardson's done a good job for him. He's averaging over 5 yards a carry. Bounces it to the outside here against the Redskins. And again, the Rams do a good job with their receivers. Good downfield blocking here. They do a nice job of tying up the secondary. Richardson runs hard, runs through a couple arm tackles. Steven Jackson, Isaiah Pede, they've got a real good stable of backs. And whichever one of those guys is in there, they're all dangerous.
Offensively, they get up on linebackers. You know, and you guys got such athletic linebackers that you got to be worried about those guards getting up on you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, with every good running game comes a good play-action game. And, here's a deep crossing pattern to, number 13, Chris Givens. And he does a great job of getting behind the defense, puts it right on the money. Big 65-yard play. But it all starts at the running game and just, forcing these linebackers to, as the Miami guys do, come up here and get caught up in the line of scrimmage. That creates a lot of space for them back here in the secondary. And Bradford makes a great throw there to Givens. So their play-action passing game and their running game are, big components of their offense.
All right, Coach, big trip. Heading over to London. Good luck. Go get this one and get to the bye.
All right, thank you.
All right, there's your Bellustrator. More of All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Pitchers All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion, and we found two guys very qualified across the pond, Steve Anglesey and Nat Combs. And before I even talk about this matchup, guys, I want to talk about your resumes because you guys come in, as I mentioned, very qualified. Steve, we'll start with you.
Hi, I'm the NFL correspondent for the Daily Mirror. It's a tabloid newspaper based out of London. Previous to that, I was the editor of a weekly NFL newspaper for many years.
Nat?
I'm the anchor for the NFL coverage on Channel 4, which is a bit like ABC or CBS, one of the terrestrial networks over here. Prior to that, I did it on Channel 5, similar thing, and also on BBC Radio.
Okay. We're not talking football. We're talking American football.
That's right.
All right. So let's get that straight right from the get-go. How has American football taken over here in London and over here in Europe, for that matter?
The interest started in 1982, so 30 years ago now, when a weekly NFL show showing the previous Sunday's games every Sunday kind of took hold on Nat's channel, Channel 4. Since then, the interest really, really grown, peaked around 1990. Another resurgence of interest with the World League, which became NFL Europe. And now really peaking again with this international series of regular season games. Previous to that, we had exhibition games here. The fans quickly got bored of them. And really, the last 5 or 6 years, the interest really, really peaking. And on Sunday, you're going to see a sold-out game with a very, very knowledgeable crowd.
How big is Tom Brady over here?
Well, Brady's definitely one of the NFL players that the average guy in the street would recognize. You know, he's got a Hollywood profile, you know, because of Giselle and because he's in the tabloids and the gossip magazines more often than not. So he's definitely, I guess, the closest parallel. He's the Beckham of the NFL over here. He's the one that somebody who isn't necessarily a huge fan would be able to pick out from a lineup.
I know somebody who is not a real NFL fan, who's bought tickets for the game for himself and his family. You ask him why, he said, I want to see Tom Brady. This is going to be like seeing Pele or I guess, a pre-divorced Tiger Woods. It's something to to knock off. You know, you're seeing a guy who's probably entering the last few years of his career now. It's probably the last time you get to see him over here in London. Hopefully not. But yeah, he's a very, very big draw.
Do you ever think there'll be a permanent NFL team?
It's a good question, and it's one that polarizes opinion over here. I'd say approximately half the fan base want that, and half don't. Everybody wants more games and more action. There's no doubt about that. Do we want our own franchise? Because there are fundamental problems with that. Mm-hmm. Which franchise will come? Will they be any good? If they're not good, what will happen after 7 games and they've got a 1-6 record?
Yeah, I mean, I've gone from thinking that this was something that would happen in my lifetime to now I firmly believe this is something that will happen in the next decade.
Let's talk about the matchup, Patriots and Rams. How do you see this game playing out?
Well, it's definitely more interesting now than it was at the start of the season when you looked at it on paper.
Sure.
The Rams have surprised a lot of people, and the Patriots have in their own way. I think the talk about the Patriots being in real trouble is overhyping the situation. I think the Patriots, traditionally under Coach Belichick, get better as the season goes on. That's a sign of good coaching anyway. I think if you look at the games they've lost, there's an element of warning signs in how they've lost those games, but that's quite consistent with the majority of the NFL this season. There isn't really one team, with maybe the notable exception of the Falcons, that's really stood out there and looked particularly strong.
Yeah, I would concur with that. I think the Rams, they played well against the Packers. So they've got Aaron Rodgers, and now they've got Tom Brady. Obviously, both teams have got some secondary problems. Will Tom Brady be able to exploit the
we
Rams?
We call them issues over in the States.
Yeah, absolutely.
Secondary
issues. Yeah. So will Tom Brady be able to exploit that better than Sam Bradford can, who's been up and down? But I think that the Rams are a really well-coached team, aggressive on defense. A real coming team in the next few seasons. Could put a marker down here. I would still take, because of guys like Jenkins in the Rams secondary, I would still take the Patriots to win.
You did a great job.
Thank you very much,
Steve.
Good to meet you, man.
Nat, great job.
Thanks.
Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Steve and Nat, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great night, everyone. From across the pond, see you later.